Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Spook Jacobs. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Limmer. Batting third. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Renna. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Wilson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Shantz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marian Fricano. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Marian Fricano. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carl Sawatzky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Ed McGee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sandy Consuegra. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sandy Consuegra. And now, play ball. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox bunts in front of the plate. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel moves to second. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Limmer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cavaretta for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Vallow reaches second base with a double. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into right field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marian Fricano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fricano hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Fox fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jacob settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Sawatzki reaches third base with a triple. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Limmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Finnegan hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Valo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Valo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0-for-1 in the game. Renna hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Valo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Valo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera who is chasing the ball. Valo reaches third base with a triple. Renna goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Athletics. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Michaels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shantz is walked intentionally. Marian Fricano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fricano is 0-for-1 in the game. Fricano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera strikes out. 1 out. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Sawatzki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacob scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacobs hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Limmer hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Finnegan takes first base on ball 4. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Renna hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Limmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra is 0 for 1 in the game. Consuegra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Consuegra moves to second. 2 outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Consuegra scores. It's Athletics, 3, White Sox, 3. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Valo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Valo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valo is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Valo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta juggles the ball. That's an error on Cavaretta. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson bunts between the mound and first base. Consuegra scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. Valo moves to second. 1 out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demaestri is 0-for-2 in the game. Demaestri hits a fly ball into right field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Consuegra fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cavaretta bunts towards first. Limmer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cavaretta for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Sawatzki is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Marian Fricano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fricano is 0-for-2 in the game. Fricano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Consuegra fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-for-3 in the game. Limmer hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. McGee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fricano fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Fricano. McGee moves to second. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Consuegra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McGee moves to third. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel is hit by the pitch. Consuegra moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGee scores. Consuegra scores. Carrasquel moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs fields it and throws to second for the out. Carrasquel scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, White Sox. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Minoso moves to second. Ron Jackson pinch runs for Phil Cavaretta. Al Simon now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivera is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Jackson now playing first base. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Renna hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Finnegan moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Finnegan moves to third. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Vallow moves to second. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 3 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. Finnegan scores. Vallow moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-4, White Sox. Billy Pierce now pitching. Don Bolwegg pinch hits for Billy Shantz. Don Bolwegg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolwegg takes first base on ball 4. DeMaestri moves to second. Vic Power pinch hits for Al Sima. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power takes first base on ball 4. Vallow scores. DeMaestri moves to third. Bolwegg moves to second. It's 6-5, White Sox. Pete Suter pinch hits for Spook Jacobs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Bishop now pitching. Pete Suter now playing second base. Jim Robertson now catching. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Sawatzky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Marsh pinch runs for Carl Sawatzky. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 3 in the game. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Marsh moves to second. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce bunts towards the mound. Bishop fields it and throws to first for the out. Marsh moves to third. Michaels moves to second. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Sherm Lawler now catching. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0 for 4 in the game. Limmer is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Finnegan strikes out. Lawler drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Finnegan out. Two outs. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Renna strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.